Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Once upon a time, in a time and place far, far away, we used to be able to go to a Dodger game at Dodger Stadium, Exhibit A. In fact, each year, there was an Episcopal night at Dodger Stadium, and at least 25 to 30 of us from St. Francis would be together in the nosebleed section along with other parishes of our diocese. We would wave to each other while watching the game and being delightfully interrupted by, "Hot dogs, hot dogs, get your hot dogs here." And if you were not close to the aisle steps where the vendors stood with those amazing Dodger dogs, you just passed your money from one person to another. Eventually, your money reached the vendor, and then you're holding your hot dog eventually arrived back to you. That trust is a sermon in a sermon. But meanwhile, imagine that our first reading from Isaiah is likely describing the tone of a Middle Eastern market vendor of their day. So listen again to the first reading from Isaiah. "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Without money and without price? You can't buy anything at Dodger Stadium without money. But eating a Dodger dog at Dodger Stadium is now in our pre-exile days. Yet the prophet is saying, come without money and without price. What an extravagant gesture. And heard by the Israelites when they were in exile. They would have heard with hope, and they would have wanted to hear more. They would have hung on every word. These words from a section in the book of Isaiah called the Book of Consolation. So much being offered to those homeless Israelites: water, bread, wine, and milk. Beyond the capability of any single vendor to carry and give away. As we may vaguely remember, a vendor at Dodger Stadium would have had one single item and pushed it. But a challenging conundrum is offered next. But why would you spend your money on that which is not bread? And why labor for that which does not satisfy? Two questions with an eternal truth. Bread is not all that satisfies. Yet the prophet knows the people need food to survive. So what gives? First they hear, come for free food. Then they hear, but it does not have lasting value. Yes, the prophet set them up. The prophet goes on to say, your greatest treasure, please don't forget it. Even as you are in exile, God made a covenant with you. Your relationship with God lasts forever. So no wonder the heart of the prophetic message is this. Come to me, listen, so that you may live. And you, Israel, will be a witness, a light for other nations. And you, people of 2020, you are called to witness to the power, love, and generosity of God also. So you might ask, really? Congress is debating over the next round of stimulus checks. We could hardly find toilet paper 4 months ago. Life is not easy for most. In many cities, there are still long lines. In fact, the lines are growing, with people waiting in cars for food distributions. So how and why and what is to be our witness, God? Let us turn to today's gospel. It is late. There was a great crowd, and the disciples don't know what to do because there is not enough food. They tell Jesus to send the crowds away so they can go into the villages and buy food for themselves. The disciples only have a few fish and some bread. But what does Jesus say to them? They need not go away. You give them something to eat. Then a miracle unfolded. Jesus took what they offered, looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the bread, gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. But let us go a little deeper, beyond what we just heard. It is not that Jesus was able to magically multiply bread and fish. A miracle viewpoint is what happened. The disciples did what Jesus said they could do. They gave the crowd something to eat. Was it that a new way of seeing took place? Did what was before them change, that bread and those fish? Or did they change? They changed. They believed there was enough, and they shared. Do you believe there is enough to share? What does it mean to share this world God has given us? What kind of people are we going to be? Those who share or those who hoard? There is a hungry world out there. And Jesus is saying it is our responsibility, our duty to feed them. You give them something to eat, he said. And the hunger is both spiritual and physical. It may look like there's not enough bread to go around, but if we open our eyes, we will see that there is enough. That God has already provided enough bread to feed every last person on this earth. It depends on how we divide it up. So how can we go from being afraid guarding what we have to, I have enough, I can share. I invite you, therefore, in the power of this gospel, to take the blessings God has given you, look up to heaven, ask God to bless you and all that you have, and share. Believe there is more than enough. And so we heard. All ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. The disciples might have seen one more message. There are 12 tribes in Israel, and there were 12 baskets now of leftovers. They were not forgotten, and now they have a purpose. You are not forgotten, and you have a purpose. You are invited today to come without money and without price, to be fed, to be a witness, to share. Through God's power, no one goes spiritually hungry. And we are the instruments of that power. So come, everyone who thirsts. Though you have no money, come, buy and eat. There is bread and joy in life for all. Amen.